RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
According to the Arthritis Foundation, arthritis affects roughly 46 million adults and 300,000 children in America alone. So what are some things you can do at home and some complementary therapies without having to load up on anti-inflammatory meds? Today, my guests are Joe and Terry Graydon. They've been inspiring people to make informed decisions about their health for over 40 years. Joe is a pharmacologist and Terry is a medical anthropologist. Welcome to the show, guys. So, Joe, I'm just going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about arthritis as it relates to the you're a pharmacologist, so you must see about a million different medications that come and go on the market to deal with that inflammatory condition, which we're seeing so much about, helping, you know, contributing to other disease states. So just tell us the state of the medications today, and then we'll get into the complementary medicines.
Grim, in a word. It's really disappointing because what most people turn to and most doctors prescribe are what we call the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. They used to be prescription only. Now they're available over the counter. You're familiar with ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin IV. You're familiar with naproxen, Aleve. And virtually all of the anti-inflammatory drugs can be very, very disruptive to the digestive tract. They can cause heartburn. They can cause pain. Worst case scenario, bleeding ulcers. But they also affect the cardiovascular system. They can raise blood pressure. They can cause heart attacks and strokes. Short-term, generally not a big problem, but people with arthritis are not going to get over it in a few days or weeks. As a result, the drugs are a problem, and that's why we have turned to the what we'll call alternative approaches, the foods, the herbs, and the home remedies.
Rock on. I am so right there with you, Terry. Let's start with what you feel are some of the most important, you know, home remedies, and he's mentioned herbs, he mentioned, you know, all the different kinds of complementary medicines, exercise, and there's a whole bunch of them. So why don't you give us your first, maybe your favorite two of them?
Okay, well, the favorite one for arthritis, really, you've already named, it's exercise. And that doesn't necessarily mean going out and running, especially if you haven't been doing that already. But moving the joints is very, very helpful at maintaining function. So that's really important. And if it hurts too much to move them, well, then maybe you'll need a home remedy. And for example, one of the remedies we really like are tart cherries. People tell us that eating some tart cherries every day, whether it's fresh, now they're in season, or whether they're frozen or dried, can really make a difference in terms of the inflammation in those joints.
And Melanie, we even have a mechanism for it. You've heard of what we call the COX-2 inhibitors. You may remember Vioxx. It had a relatively short life because of some serious complications. But it affects this enzyme, COX-2, so does Celebrex, which is a very popular drug and has recently gone generic as Celecoxib. They affect this enzyme, but guess what? So do tart cherries.
And they're so much better for us because they also have antioxidants. My tree is loaded with them right now. So I've got a bunch of different kinds of tart cherries, and they can't even get to the top of them before the birds do, but I'm trying. Okay, so
we've got tart
cherries. We've got exercise, and if it hurts too much, there's always the pool and
there
movement.
Is and we also have gin-soaked raisins. And to learn how to make those gin-soaked raisins, you can see a video that shows you exactly how at newsmax.com/gin-cure.
Did you just say gin-soaked raisins?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I did, yes.
Crazy.
I love that because I love gin. So
we've been writing about this for over 20 years. And at first we, you know, kind of did it tongue-in-cheek, thinking, oh, this is ridiculous. But we've now heard from hundreds of people over the years that gin-soaked raisins, and it has to be, you know, not necessarily the most expensive gin, but not the cheapest either, has to be made with juniper berries. And you basically get golden raisins, you know, the yellow kind, and you put them in a pan, you pour in the gin, and then you let the gin evaporate, and you'll find it all in the video. It'll show you exactly how
to make it. Dude, I'm doing it today at newsmax.com. Oh, boy.
You don't eat 8. You don't eat 12. You eat 9, and there's only one drop of alcohol in the 9 raisins.
Bummer. Okay, but no, that's great. At Newsmax, you can see about gin-soaked raisins, and we've talked about tart cherries, and we've talked about exercise, whether it's in the pool or, you know, just regular walking, stretching, all these things. What do you think, Terry, about hot and cold therapy? Are you an ice person? Are you a heat person?
I think that heat actually can be quite helpful for arthritis pain. The cold, I would say, we've traditionally thought of that as something that you do right after an injury to keep it from swelling, and it's not very clear that there's any science to back that up, but it might make it feel better. But putting a hand, an arthritic hand, into hot water or warm paraffin can be very, very soothing indeed. And, of course,
absolutely,
there are folks who find that warm shower first thing in the morning is the way that they get going.
And paraffin really works great when massage therapists use it, you know, use it for your hands. Now, so Joe, what about some foods? We only have 2 minutes left, and this is such a great topic. But
well,
fatty acids, omega-3s, turmeric,
yes,
hit as many as you can.
We're very interested in omega-3 fatty acids, but I'll tell you the one that we really, really love, and that is curry. Now, when you think of curry, you think of Indian food, but the real spice that does the magic is something called turmeric. It's what makes yellow mustard yellow. The active ingredient is called curcumin, and there are now so many studies that show that curcumin and turmeric have powerful anti-inflammatory action, not only good for arthritis and pain, but may also have very important anti-cancer effects as a bonus, and may even
have
anti-Alzheimer's. Terry, what would be a good dose?
Some of the studies have shown that 500 milligrams twice a day is a helpful dose. If you're taking it as a medication, you can also put turmeric in your, you know, as curry in your food. And for that, I think a teaspoon or two will go a long way and probably make a meal that will feed 4 or 5 people.
Now, Melanie,
rock on. That's a good thing to know, is 2 teaspoons. Okay, yes.
You'll find all of these natural approaches to arthritis and pain in our book, The People's Pharmacy, Quick and Handy Home Remedies, Questions and Answers for Your Common Ailments, and that will be also on the Newsmax website.
So you can get the book, and at Newsmax website, you can read about the gin-soaked raisins and the turmeric and the tart cherries and, you know, all of these different home remedies. So now, Terry, if you would just take 30 seconds, give us your best advice for people with arthritis.
The best advice is to keep moving. And you can do what you need to do to keep moving. You may need to try a variety of approaches, because not a single approach is going to work for everyone. So gin-soaked raisins may work for you, and tart cherry may work for your next-door neighbor. You'll find out about all of them in the People's Pharmacy Quick and Handy Home Remedies.
The People's Pharmacy's Quick and Handy Home Remedies. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. It's great information. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of the great information that we're giving, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. You know, we have so many great shows for the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American College of Sports Medicine and the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. You know, we do so many great shows here. So scroll around, learn something with us. Stay motivated, stay well, and stay tuned. There's more coming up.